We are joined by Jeff O'Brien over at AM 1130. He is their lawyer extraordinaire, but he is extraordinary in so many other ways, including as a bit of a movie critic, which you are going to not just, well, you're not going to review the movie. You're going to review where you went to see the movie. And it is my go-to place for movies, St. Michael Cinema. But there's a little different twist at St. Michael now. You don't go inside and watch the movie. You watch it outdoors. And I see, I want to hear what they do and what they're offering. You could, can you stay in your car or do you bring your own folding chairs? How are they offering this?
Yes, all of the above. You know, Bob, I know we've talked about St. Michael Cinema before. And for those of us that live out this way, this really is like the entertainment venue.
Phenomenal.
You know, it's got with movies and live music. I mean, before COVID, they were doing movies, live music. You were doing hosting of, you know, Viking game watch parties there.
Yep.
For, you know, for the
away
games.
They had comedy
games.
There with Brian Miller.
Yep. Yep. I mean, they are iconic in this area. You know, when they do a refillable popcorn deal, and you know the cars are out the onto the highway waiting, you know,
more than a mile of cars to get the the day after. Was it Black Friday? They offer,
yes,
the day after Thanksgiving, they sell you the bucket for the next year. You can start using it right away, and the line is stretching a mile, and it's phenomenal because you bring the bucket and you don't pay anything. Hand them the bucket and they fill it, and you get as many refills as you want. The one thing they've frowned upon, and this is funny, Jeff, they had to be a little more restrictive because they had someone come in, bring in a garbage bag that they were, or the bucket, and they were filling a garbage bag with the bucket of popcorn because the woman parked outside kept coming in and loading it up. So they said, you know, we really can only do this if you are in to watch a movie, not a drive up to fill up your garbage bag.
Well, it's interesting. I'll mention in a minute how that factors into how they're doing the drive in. So we heard last week, there was a store, they put up a photo on their Facebook page that they were taking the sign down off the building. And of course, everybody's heart in the,
heart they were closing
in the area. And then they pointed out what they were doing was they were going to be erecting a drive-in movie screen on that side of the building.
Yep.
And they were going to start doing drive-in movies starting this weekend. And they did a test one on Thursday, and then Friday night it went live. Friday was sold out, Saturday was sold out, and we just found out last night they are going to do the drive-in is going to be open every night, weekends and weekdays save for Monday. So they've got more shows this week. Yeah, they're going to have Greatest Showman on Tuesday night. They're going to do Jurassic Park again, and so weeknights they're going to do one movie starting at 9:45. Weekends, they do a double header starting at 10.
So what did you see? Jurassic Park.
This weekend it was Zootopia was the first movie.
Yep.
So more, you know, a Disney movie, more kid friendly, and then the second movie was the original Jurassic Park from 1993, which is really cool because I saw it when I was a teenager. I saw it in theaters. And to be able to see it at in the drive-in experience was really cool. So you pull into the driveway, they have signs directing you to where to go for the drive-in, and you go around the building. Young man took our, you go online, you punch in if you're, you know, for a vehicle and how many adults or children are going to be with you. Okay.
Yep.
So you do all that stuff. You have to do everything on their website in advance. So you come there with your confirmation code, takes a look at it, he scans it. They ask you, actually, getting back to the popcorn, they ask you if you have the refillable popcorn because they're honoring that. They give you like a little coupon or something. And then so you can have your refillable popcorn. And then you go around the building and they ask you, do you want to be front, middle, back? And the staff is just awesome. They guided us in. They had these pool noodles with lights in them to keep their social distancing because it was like 6 foot long pool noodles.
That's
to make
funny.
Sure the cars were were apart. And so we pulled in, and then they give you when the young man took our tickets or gave us, you know, scanned our code and gave us our tickets, he gave us the list of what's available. So they have one size of popcorn available. You can have butter or plain. They have three different sizes of ices. They've got grills out below the, you know, at the base of the screen, and they're doing brats and pork chops.
Wow.
And hamburgers. Yep. Full concessions, everything. So then you go up and you can go up to the little stand outside, and you can order your concessions. And if you order popcorn, it's the one size that here comes back to the bag. They give you a, it's like a plastic shopping bag filled with the pop. It's all pre-done already inside, and
Oh,
they hand
wow.
you the popcorn, and you can go back up. So for the people that are refillable, you just go up and present your little, coupon or whatever, and they give you another bag.
All right, now,
But if you're paying for it, then you go back and order a new bag of popcorn.
here's the key question. Do you have to bring bug spray, or was it not that bad?
Yeah, we stayed in the car. When we do the drive-in, we kind of like to, hang out. It was still kind of balmy out, and so we kind of, enjoyed the air conditioning inside the car. But a lot of people had the cars turned around. They had the camping chairs out. People had bug
Wow.
spray. So you can choose what you want to do. And they had some patio seating. If you wanted to sit up on the patio, it's first come, first serve for the patio. So there was
how do you
Nick
listen?
Sterling did a Bruce
How do
car
you
radio.
listen?
It's through your car.
Okay.
They give you the station to tune into, and then
That's
at the
what I
time when the
thought.
week starts, get ready. Yeah. So there was Nick Sterling was doing before. They're also doing live
Music.
outdoor concerts right now. He was doing a great Bruce Springsteen cover set, and so people could listen to the Springsteen concert. The Springsteen cover concert, and then if you wanted to, some of them meandered over and set up chairs and watched the movie from the patio. Others of us, we just kind of enjoyed the music beforehand, and then when the movie started, watched it in our cars. So it was a really, really fun experience. And you go in the building, you got to wear the mask if you want to
Yep.
go where the restrooms are, or for the drink tickets, you go inside and you just give them the drink ticket. You tell them what you want and have them fill up, so they fill up the drinks inside, and you can put your own straws in and everything. It's really It was a really well done experience. The staff was awesome. And I know this, everybody's been talking about on Facebook. They hope that this is not just a COVID thing. A lot of people really want this to continue. And it was really fun because, there's not a whole lot of drive-ins
No.
around anymore. And for us, it was great because, it got done at a little right around 2 o'clock, and 5 minutes later we were home.
Yeah, I plan on doing it, and you could tell how excited I am because I kept interrupting you. But I'm looking forward to going, and I'm hoping to get there sometime during the week to do it. Now, you had mentioned masks, and that transitions us to this story. It's unbelievable. Walmart, these two clowns, this husband and wife, man and woman, I don't know what their relationship is, they wore Nazi flags saying that they want to show that they don't want that. They claim that they were doing a good thing, right? That they were wearing them to object to the mask thing. There's better ways to object.
First of all, to be historically accurate, if you want to draw the parallels to Hitler with the mask mandate, you put a Star of David on the mask. You don't put the
No, you're right.
Nazi symbol. But I want to see, I want someone in the media, I want some research done on these people, because if you recall, Bob, several months ago when President Trump was touting the benefits of hydroxychloroquine and the story in Arizona about the couple that ingested the fish tank cleaner and the husband died, it turned out they were Democratic donors. So I want to know, was this legit? Because they were wearing Trump shirts, of course. Was this legit, or was this crisis actors? Exactly. So I think it's incumbent upon our media to learn more about these two
good
people.
Good luck with that.
That if they, if they could figure out what happened with the Arizona couple, they can figure out more about these two. So we'll see if the local media. I'm not holding my breath, but maybe someone nationally in the conservative side will do some research and figure out and find get to the bottom of what the motivation was, if it was legitly, if they were just that ignorant, or if this was part of something else.
You know, it's absurd on the part of Walmart. Now, I like going to Walmart. I mean, my family goes there, but they've banned them for what, a month? What ban? You don't even know what they look like. So everyone has to wear a mask. How are you going to know if it's them or not? They could come in separately. They can come in together. You're not going to know it's them. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, unless they somehow took their names or ID and
Well, even if they did, they're going to say, take your mask off. We need to make sure you're not the, Palooki family or whatever the heck they would be. It's absurd. But anyway, now we got to talk very quickly because we'll be talking to Dave Bialki from Bialki Law, our Uber fan, about it. But the Twins, they're off to not a blazing start, but they can still win now. What? 57 games in a row. They have one loss, right?
Yeah.
Two and one.
Yeah. They're blazing on the offensive side, no question. Nelson Cruz is just unbelievable, and Kepler homering in his first two at bats on opening night. I think at one point someone tweeted out that Max Kepler was on a pace to hit 240 home runs this year. So the bats are working. The disappointing part, or the part that makes me nervous, is the first two games, the starting pitching just wasn't. The Sunday game, I think it was, 14-2? So we finally got a good pitching performance in game three. But that's, the Twins made that decision. They weren't going to spend the King's ransom to get the ace starting pitcher. They did do the trade and got Kenta Maeda, and I'm excited to see him pitch
Well,
here.
you know what though, Jeff, if they continue hitting, that could offset it, because I think the hitting's going to be ahead of the pitching the way the season has gone. Jeff, we need to say thank you, and we need to take a quick break, and the BS show will be right back.